WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now, reaction, deadly tornadoes. I'm Elliot Francis. More fallout this morning after reports of a conversation between former FBI Director James Comey and President Trump that some say could lead to serious charges. Bob Costantini explains.
Democrats have been quick to respond to the bombshell report that President Trump wanted FBI Director James Comey to drop the Bureau's specific investigation into Mike Flynn. And depending on how the request was made, it could border on obstruction of justice, an impeachable offense. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
The country is being tested in unprecedented ways. I say to all of my colleagues in the Senate, history is watching.
Comey himself has not verified the New York Times report that cites people familiar with the memo he wrote after meeting with Mr. Trump the day after he forced Mike Flynn to resign. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Two are dead, many others injured after severe storms tore through western Oklahoma overnight. At least 40 homes were destroyed. I'm Elliot Francis. Bill Cosby sat down for his first interview in many months, just a week before jury selection begins in a sexual assault case. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Cosby told Michael Smirkanish on SiriusXM that he couldn't talk specifically about the charges against him.
Do you expect to testify on your own behalf at that trial?
No, I do not.
The 79-year-old talked about allegations levied against him without evidence and already being convicted in the court of public opinion.
I mean, proof has to be brought to the front, period.
Cosby hasn't given any interviews or appeared in public in over 2 years.
I think it's time for me to do something.
He said he owed this to the people who are standing by him. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
The Army soldier convicted of a massive intelligence leak is set to be released from prison today, according to clemency granted by former President Obama. Chelsea Manning, who's transgender, was known as Bradley Manning when she leaked thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to create a new independent safety oversight panel for Metro.
A resolution creating the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission has been approved and now heads to the House. The panel is being created in response to the L'Enfant Plaza smoke incident in 2015, killing one passenger and sickening dozens more. Following the disaster, the Federal Transportation Department took over safety oversight of the Metro system. The previous safety panel lacked authority to enforce its findings. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
9 people were hurt and 2 people were arrested during a disturbance at the Turkish ambassador's residence in Washington late yesterday. 2 of those hurt were taken to hospitals with serious injuries. Police say the incident started with a confrontation between 2 groups on the same day the Turkish president was meeting with President Trump at the White House. Another person tried to jump the White House fence. The Secret Service says the unidentified person jumped one of the bike racks used as a barrier in front of the north fence line on Pennsylvania Avenue. D.C. is preparing to spend millions to update its voter registration database. The rolls currently are filled with the names of dead people and thousands more whose information is incorrect. But a spokesman for the mayor says this proposal to clean up the rolls is not related to the president's new Commission on Election Integrity. D.C. police shot and wounded a woman last night when she appeared to be armed with a gun. Chief Peter Newsom says officers were initially called to the address on Southeast D.C. for a report of a car accident. Minutes later, police got reports of a woman with a gun. There was a confrontation and shots were fired. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,980, the Nasdaq at 6170. Sports, Bryce Harper hits his 13th home run of the year as the Nats beat the Pirates. The Orioles outlast the Tigers in 13 innings. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. Two full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Stuck in a timeshare? Get out at timeshareexitteam.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 crews are making progress here with this crash. Interstate 95, the express lanes are open in Dale City, but the main line's still closed. Tractor trailer and a van involved in the accident. The good news is they, about 10 minutes ago, moved the tractor trailer over to the shoulder. So the hope is here in a few moments to get all lanes reopened. Right now, traffic is being diverted at 234 Dumfries and then over to Route 1. You can rejoin 95 north of the accident. You should come up to 123 and Dale Boulevard, too. A couple options. But again, express lanes are open. Northbound being diverted at 234. Tractor trailer accident up ahead. Again, the progress is looking positive. 395, good. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. No early troubles early on around the Capitol Beltway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Expecting record heat today. A few clouds around this morning. Mostly sunny this afternoon with those few clouds. 93, that breaks the record of 92. Tonight, mild night, fall back into the low 70s. Partly cloudy, near record heat tomorrow, low 90s. Air quality alert in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Centerville, 55 in Bethesda, 63 degrees in Washington. Three down, one to go as New Orleans removes another Confederate War statue. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall here on WMAL. Coming up at 7:05 this morning from Bloomberg, we're going to be joined by Eli Lake. And if you've seen this next guy on cable news, you know you definitely want to be here at 7:15, where we hear from former Navy SEAL Carl Higbee. At 7:35, we'll talk about the release of Chelsea Manning. That's right, she'll be walking among us very soon. Cully Stimson will be here to talk about that at 8:05. Byron York from the Washington Examiner. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. So we want to find out, at what age did you start to pay for things? Like car insurance. You didn't have cell phones to pay for, so that's why I threw car insurance there. But when did you, what age did you start to pay for things? If you had a car, did you assume the payments of the car when you were living with your parents? At what age did you start to pay for your own housing, your own rent? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Bankrate did a new survey, and they found that they did surveyed more than 1,000 people, and they asked at what age they think someone should start paying for their own cell phone bill without financial help from their parents. And they found that 20% of Republicans says this should happen before someone turns 18. Only 11% of Democrats said the same thing. And car payments and housing as well. More than 13% of Republicans think you should be able to pay for a car without your parents' help before your 18th birthday. Just 4% of Democrats feel that way. 1% of Democrats and Republicans expect people to pay for their housing themselves before they hit 18. But once you hit 18, 17% of Republicans think that people should be able to pay for their housing without parental help at ages 18 and 19. Just 10% of Democrats feel the same. So I thought that was interesting. The difference. Now, we don't know why. We don't know why it breaks down politically. And we could ask that question. Why do you think it breaks down politically like that, where Republicans expect their children to be paying for more stuff once they hit the age of 18 than Democrats do? What do you think, Brian?
What did you say 20% of Republicans believe that, or did I?
20% of Republicans say that kids should be paying for at least part of their phone bill without financial help from their parents before they turn 18.
Yeah, look, I think that's abysmally low.
I do too.
I'm shocked by that. I mean, Republicans, what do we stand for? Well, conservatives, what do we believe in? We believe in standing up on your own, pulling yourself up by your bootstrap. We believe in hard work and the dignity of work, and we believe in earning an honest buck, and you're not letting your kids go out there and earn a dollar and hold them responsible for some of their expenses. Look, I think it's one of the great gifts of my life. from my parents, and I think about this a lot as a parent, was the thing that my parents instilled in me, which was a sense of a good, solid work ethic and getting out and earning money and paying for things. I paid for my first car. I paid for my insurance. I paid for my gasoline. They didn't have cell phones back in the day, but if I had a cell phone, I would have paid for that, too. And I'm just telling you that I'm sort of surprised that this is now lost on many parents, that they don't require their kids to go out and make an honest buck and understand what it is to earn a dollar, to pay your taxes, to work in a place where you have to meet the expectations of other people and deal with the public. And, you know, listen, I feel very strongly about this, and I think we really are losing our way when we say to our kids, well, I know you're very busy at school, you're not going to have to do a part-time job, or I know you want to go to that camp, so you're not going to really have to do a part-time job. I could not feel more strongly about this. And I was not the brightest student, and I wasn't the smartest kid in class, but one thing that my parents instilled in me was a work ethic where you show up on time, you do what's expected of you, and you take your pay, and you go and you pay your bills. I mean, what else can we give our kids that's better than that?
And that seems to be the crux of the problem. Only about 1 in 3 teens ages 16 to 19 worked in 2014. 20 years ago, it was 50% of teens. And you want to know why? A lot of teens say they don't want a job. They'd rather some are going to summer school.
Why would you?
Yeah, why would you want a job?
Yeah, because they're going to give you. The parents are going to give you everything that you want.
Other stuff, you know. 888-630-9625. What were you paying for before you were 18 years old? Did you have any bills that your parents made you pay a part of? You know, just a token payment for. And how about your kids? Did you continue the tradition with your children? 888-630-WMAL. Ron in Virginia. Good morning. You're a morning. On the Mall with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
What do you think, Ron?
I was on my own at 17 years of age.
Wow.
And I turned 18 on KP in the Army, but I came back from overseas from 2 years. My dad had to help me buy a car. I wasn't old enough. And he told me, as he co-signed, that this was a one-payment car, which stunned me because I didn't have that much money, but he said, no, you missed one payment. It's mine. I'll come and get it. I did the same thing to my kids. They worked. They paid rent. They had a car, and they had their own insurance, et cetera, et cetera.
Ron, why do you think the parents don't do that anymore?
It's the old thing of wanting to give your kids things you didn't have. I mean, I grew up kind of poor, but I also grew up with a great work ethic, and it has worked. For all of my kids, have good jobs, and you know, I mean, they still make mistakes and stuff, but they all have great jobs, and they're all independent. They didn't have to pay for college. I did that, but they worked through college, so you know, for their own money and that type of thing. So I give them a hand up. They didn't get a handout.
Thank you much for that.
Very interesting, Ron. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go to Dave in Calvert County. David, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. David, what age did you start paying something towards some kind of bill?
Morning to you both.
Morning.
I wasn't given anything as a kid. I was a janitor at my high school. When I was 14, I had a paper route. My dad and mother said, if you want to learn how to drive, or you want to drive, you have to have the car insurance and the money for a car. So I kind of did the same thing for my children. All my kids worked ever since they were 16. I helped them with the car. I just kind of believe in you got to do one better for the next generation. So I got them all used cars, you know, $500 to $1,000 safe cars, but they had to have the money for the car insurance before they could drive.
Mm. Interesting. Okay, that's fair. But you see, there's something there. David, thank you for sharing that. There was something that was required, and I think that's super important. Terry in Warrington, good morning, Terry. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Nice talking to you guys again.
Thanks. Go ahead. When did you start ponying up the cash?
Just let him go.
at 15, my dad got me a job at a shotgun range, and I basically paid for everything through high school that I wanted. Any clothes I wanted. He was a little bit more extreme in the fact that I had to outside activities I paid for. I didn't have a car. They weren't buying me a car or anything. I got got a little scooter to get around on. And at 18, right out of high school, a month later, I went into the Air Force, and I've had a job ever since. But it was back in when I turned 15, it was like, that was it. You know, you time to pay up.
Wow, that is a little bit extreme. Terry, thank you for joining us. That's a little on the extreme side, I think. Having to pay for your own clothes. Like, I had to pay if there was something that I really, really wanted that my parents weren't going to pay for. They're like, no, you don't need that, you know, clothing-wise. I remember I had to buy my own records if I wanted a record or something along those lines. I had to save up, and I had to go and buy it myself.
Yeah, I never had to pay for clothes, but I certainly started driving at 16, and I paid for that first car. And that was money that I worked, you know, I worked in odd jobs and collected, you know. And by the way, it wasn't a very expensive car. It's only $250. That's what I paid. But it was a lot for me at the time. Took me a long time to save up that $250, you know, mowing yards and doing odd jobs and working at a TV repair shop. So, you know, and what was the end result of that? I thought that was the grandest car ever. And I took such good care of it.
There you go. You took good care of it.
That's the thing. That's the very pride of ownership.
All right. We will find out at what age you started to pay for things. Also, breakdown by the generations. It's very, very interesting. We'll bring that to you as well. It is time to check the roadways, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and a much better morning here as we get underway this hour. All lanes have been reopened. Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound in Dale City had the longstanding accident involving a tractor trailer, but that has been cleared, no longer diverted in Dumfries. So it just take a little while for this delay to clear out. Northbound 95 as you approach Dumfries, and had a little bit of that volume with us too on Route 1. That's where the diversion point was taking us onto Route 1. But again, all lanes reopened. Dale City express lanes had been open the entire time, so that was doing fine. No problems beyond as we head toward Newington to the Beltway, Springfield, Tysons area. That looks good in from the west. No early troubles. 270 off to a flying start out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Well, today lots of sunshine, and as you know, unusually hot conditions are expected today and tomorrow as well. We're going to have the same thing both days. Record high temperatures are expected, a high today of 93. Tomorrow, look for also a high near 93. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 73. And then Friday, because it's Friday, it's going to rain again. Showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low 90s. Currently in our nation's capital, 65 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoons at 3 on WMAL.
So how old were you when your parents said, look, you got to start paying for certain things and you have to learn what it's like to, have a stake in something? 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. And this is interesting. This is also from a Bankrate survey. At what age should one start paying for? And they asked different generations. Silent generation, which is 72 plus. Baby boomers, which is 53 to 71. Gen X, it's 37 to 52. And millennials, 18 to 36. At what age should you start paying for a cell phone bill? Millennials says 18 and a half. Gen X said 19. Baby boomers, 20. And silent generation, 20. So, believe it or not, millennials said younger than before anybody else did. Same thing pretty much with car payments. Millennials said 20. And then it goes up from there to 22 and a half at the silent generation. Housing, millennials said at the age of 22, which is very interesting. Because it kind of flies in the face of this survey here as to what age people actually really do start to pay for stuff. Let's go to Brian in Mount Airy. Brian, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Mary, hi.
Hi, good morning. When I was 16 years old, my dad made me go out and get a job. I had to turn over 25% of my paycheck to my mother, and he made me take part of the remaining money and put it in the bank, and I ended up having the help pay for my college. I paid for about 35% of all my tuition expenses in college.
That's a lot. How did you do that?
Well, fortunately, I found a regional college. It was fairly cheap, and I worked a lot of overtimes in the summer. I mean, I put in like 50-hour week, week after week after week, and I saved all that money.
That's amazing. Good for you. And what about your kids? Do you have children? Did you do the same for them? Did you have them pay bills?
No. My stepdaughter, she went out of state to college, and it was pretty expensive. However, I will say this. We didn't really make her help pay. But what she did is she did a very good job in high school, and she got some great, well, what do you call it, the tuition assistance from the university, so we didn't have to pay that much. So she did it indirectly by working at high school, so I'm not complaining.
Okay, good, good. Thank you for sharing that. Jeff and Marilyn, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Jeff, when did you start to pay?
I started working at 8 years old with the paper route, which they probably don't have anymore. And then,
well, not at 8 years old. I don't think we let 8 year olds have paper routes anymore. Now that's considered child abuse.
It should have been back in the day. Decaffling corn and mowing lawn. So I started working early. But my dad, when I turned 16, he said he was getting me a BMW. And for him, that meant bus, metro, walk. So I really had to do all that on my own.
That's great.
Bus, metro,
yeah.
Walk.
Yeah, I didn't have my own car. I didn't have my own car. We were allowed to use the family car if it was available, but that was it. I didn't have my own car either. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate your comments. You know, I want to talk to Paul and Frederick here because this sounds familiar to me. Paul, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you, Paul?
Hey, Paul. Good morning.
Mary, good morning. How are you?
Good.
I was. My dad owned a Gross gas station combination. I started pumping gas for my dad when I was 9 years old on the weekends. And eventually, when we got busy, I would pull the vehicles in the garage for him to work on.
At nine?
And,
wow!
You know, it was a great job to have as a young man. And I have three daughters. All of them are very productive, have good jobs. And my middle daughter, who never went to college, but it was very artisty. You know, she's very. Artsy type deal. She owns Glory Donuts of Frederick as an entrepreneur, and her wife do very well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Everybody's very productive.
Well, that's great. You pass that on. You pass that work ethic on. Paul, thank you so much for sharing that, because the reason I said I want to take that call is because when my dad lost his job and started his own job, even though it was electronics, you know, building, he made speed controls and things like that. It was all hands on deck. I was 8, 9 years old. I had my own soldering iron, and I was soldering, you know, circuit boards at the age of, you know,
is
9 years
right?
old. Oh yeah.
How about that?
With lead solder over it at like the age of 9, 10
I'm
years
telling
old.
You, yep, soldering yep. is an art. I stand impressed.
Do you really? I have my own soldering iron.
I'm a horrible solderer.
Really?
Yeah,
I was apparently quite good at it. It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
I just learned something.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And let's start with the good news. In Virginia, traffic is moving through Dale City. Had an overnight crash. Traffic had been diverted into Dumfries. That's all history. Everyone's heading northbound. Yes, have some of the delays, but starting to look normal here as our morning commute progresses. No problems, 395, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, for 210, Indian Head Highway, quickly the delays are forming before we even get to Palmer Road, pushing up toward Kirby Hill Road, and that's where crews are reporting a crash northbound on 210. Again, right as you approach Kirby Hill Road before you get to the Capitol Beltway. Ellicott City, boy, we've had some problems on Main Street, and they're trying to make a nice recovery there, and unfortunately, a water main break closes Main Street in Ellicott City near Rogers Avenue, and they say a large sinkhole now as a result. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of clear sky, hot numbers, record heat expected today, 93. There is an air quality alert in effect. And we also have got 90-degree temperatures for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 65 degrees at 526 on WMAL. So how old were you when you started to pay some bills around the house? And your parents said to you, hey, if you really want that car, you have to pick up the insurance. Or, you know, if you really, really want that shirt, you're going to have to pay for it yourself. 888-630-9625. Penny in Martinsville. Good morning, Penny. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi.
Good morning. Hi, guys. You know, when I listened to this excerpt, the first person I thought of was my great mom. She was single. She had three daughters. And I was active in school and basketball. I wanted to get on the basketball team, the varsity team. And mom came to me and she said, I'll tell you what. We don't play before we pay. So if you want to play ball after school, you're going to get a job before school. So I had a paper route. I got up at 4:30 every morning.
Wow.
Mom would not help me with the route unless it was raining or wintertime. Otherwise, I was on foot or on a bike. She said, if you fail in this job, you will not play ball. You will drop out. I don't care where you are in the season. So I played ball. I was very successful, had a job.
Wow.
At 16, I walked in one day and I said, Mom, I'm pregnant.
Oh, very quickly, Penny. Just very quickly, with your children, do they pay for things?
Yeah, they did at a very early age. And
okay.
When I told my mother that, she said, you've made your bed. Now you'll lay in it. I will not watch the child overnight, and I will not raise my grandchild.
Well, Penny, we got to run. I wish we had more time. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Rent-A-State by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But, you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full-time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle-of-the-meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here, and if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low, flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent-to-state portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy rent-to-state with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent-to-state advisor.
1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us.
No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully.
Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week. Until midnight.
Hey, I don't know if you've heard, but there have been some memos and some leaking and some news reports coming out of the White House, and it's a big mess. Well, is it? We'll let you know, and I don't know if you've heard about the latest one. It happened last night. We'll tell you about that as well. It's just unbelievable. We'll have all the details. It is now 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee wants the FBI to turn over any memos concerning communications between ousted Director James Comey and President Trump. This after published reports claimed the president pressured Comey to drop the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Republican Florida Congressman Carlos Curbelo says it's not clear whether Mr. Trump may have obstructed justice.
It depends. We have to hear from Director Comey. Obviously, any effort to stop the federal government from conducting an investigation, any effort to dissuade federal agents from proceeding with an investigation is very serious and could be construed as obstruction of justice.
Police say 9 people were hurt and 2 were arrested in a violent confrontation late yesterday at the Turkish ambassador's residence in D.C. Police say it started when 2 groups clashed on the same day the Turkish president was meeting with President Trump at the White House. The U.S. Senate has passed legislation creating an independent safety oversight panel for Metro. The resolution creating the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission now goes to the House. An Ellicott City man killed his wife, then killed himself in their backyard. It happened Monday night, police say. 48-year-old Samuel Lancelotta and his 48-year-old wife Beth both died of gunshot wounds at Shock Trauma in Baltimore. One of their 3 teenage children reportedly is the one who called 911. Army Private Chelsea Manning is due to be released from prison today after serving 7 years of her 35-year sentence for leaking classified government materials to WikiLeaks. And Fox News host Kimberly Guilfoyle says she is in talks with the Trump administration about replacing Sean Spicer as press secretary. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,980. The Nasdaq at 6,170. Sports, the Nationals' bullpen holds the lead for a change as they beat the Pirates. The Orioles hang on to outslug the Tigers in 13 innings. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How much would you spend to keep burglars out of your home?
How about $1?
Yeah, $1. 7 on your side shows you how fast thieves can break in.
And the $1 hack to keep them out.
Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after the Designated Survivor finale.
From the explosive first minute.
Get that girl detonated!
The Designated Survivor season finale will have you holding your breath.
Now, you might not think that we're in a war, but I promise you that we are.
ABC Tonight.
He is responsible for the bombing on our capital.
The traitor is going down.
We will take him alive, and we will make him pay for everything he took from us.
Brace for impact.
Oh, my God.
The Designated Survivor season finale.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side.
Good morning, Washington.
Good morning, Washington's breaking out the Benjamins. Tomorrow, we're giving away $100 every 10 minutes starting at 6. That's right, $100 every 10 minutes. Watch tomorrow morning starting at 6 on ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at hashtag Military Heroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top-performing homebuyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
210, commuters are here early on with delays because of a crash. Northbound Indian Head Highway 210 as you come up to Kirby Hill Road. Do watch for the crash under police direction. Southbound side, your travel lanes are open. Virginia, latest problems going to be in the Triangle area with the crash. Northbound on I-95. We now have fire and rescue at the scene, so they block the right lane. Once you get beyond there, seeing improvement for sure, heading up toward Dale City, scene of an earlier crash, now completely gone. No problems around the Beltway, Maryland, or Virginia, so off to a good start there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cranking up the summertime heat, record heat for the daytime hours today, probably again tomorrow. Today's record 92. Forecast high 93, air quality alert through this evening. Lots of sunshine around. Tonight a few clouds, 73. Partial clouds and sun tomorrow, near record heat again at 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Manassas, 63 in La Plata, 63 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
And good morning to you. It is 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. We have a packed show for you at 7:05. We'll be joined by Eli Lake from Bloomberg View, and we'll talk to him about this whole Trump-Russia thing. I don't know if you've heard about this, and the Pope fallout from the Washington Post piece. At 7:15, Carl Higbee, former Navy SEAL man, he was on fire last night. He is going to join us today to talk about those White House leaks attacking President Trump. At 7:35, Cully Stimson from Heritage will be with us. Chelsea Manning out today. We're going to get all the details. And at 8:05, Byron York from the Washington Examiner on Trump versus the media. We have a lot to talk about. I'm Mary Walter sitting alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, another day and another one of those things at the White House that everybody goes apoplectic over, at least the mainstream media do. And it has to do with the story that came out about 5:45. They always seem to come out at 5:45. 5:45 yesterday afternoon from the New York Times. A story, and here's the headline in the New York Times. Comey memo says Trump asked him to end Flynn investigation. And within, I mean, not even 20 seconds of this headline hitting the World Wide Web, the cable channels were out there breathlessly saying, this is obstruction of justice, this is an impeachable offense, blah-bitty-blah, and it goes, I mean, they just went nuclear on the thing. And I went, really, we have to talk about this. Listen, if you have some thoughts about this particular story, phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. But, excuse me, could you just hand me that little soapbox over there? Because I have to climb up on it.
You'd have to get off of it first for me to be able to hand it to you.
All right, just sit there and listen then. I hope you can let this go. That's what the president said. I hope, Director Comey, you can let this go. He went off a little further, according to the story. The president said to Director Comey about Mike Flynn, I hope you can see your way clear to let this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go. All right, he hopes, he desires, he wishes. It's his personal preference. Compare that to, you know, Director Comey, I want you to stop this investigation. That isn't what was not said. I don't understand how it becomes a simple expression of your wishes or your desires in a certain matter becomes, you know, obstruction of justice, for God's sakes. He did not order. He did not demand. He expressed a hope, a desire, a preference for a certain course of action, and he did not act in a way that was improper, I think, in any way, just expressing a thought. And I don't understand how this becomes a thing that requires a congressional investigation, and people are now whispering obstruction of justice and impeachable offense. Give me a break. Everybody said, well, but then he fired Comey. Yeah, and you know what? When he fired Comey, he had absolutely no expectation that the investigation of Michael Flynn would end as a result of that. And in fact, we have the word of Andrew McCabe, the acting FBI director, under oath, testifying before Congress, and he said, listen, nothing that has to do with the dismissal of Comey will change a thing we are doing. Do you remember this testimony just last week?
As you know, Senator, the work of the men and women of the FBI continues despite any changes in circumstance, any decisions. So there has been no effort to impede our investigation to date. Quite simply put, sir, you cannot stop the men and women of the FBI from doing the right thing, protecting the American people and upholding the Constitution.
You can't stop the FBI.
Wow.
And you know that the president had to know this. So, you know, the fact that Comey was fired, for whatever reason he was fired, it does not suggest that the president thought by firing him that the Flynn investigation would come to an end. By the way, the White House is strongly denying the characterizations of the New York Times and others, and they released this statement. While the president has repeatedly expressed views on General Flynn as a decent man who served and protected our country, the president never asked Mr. Comey or anyone else to end any investigation. He simply said, I hope you can let him go. Am I missing something here, Mary? Because it seems to me this is much ado about nothing. It was a conversation in the Oval Office in which he expressed his desire, his wish. As James Rosen pointed out last night on the Fox News Channel, it's a very different thing to go from hope to an order. I hope this could happen versus this better happen.
Yet, there's so many things we don't know. There's so many things I want to say here. We also know, and I thought this was interesting, Trey Gowdy yesterday was on fire. And he was on with Martha. He was on with Martha McCallum, I believe. And did you see he said he wants to see the memo because, you know, listen, this is the Washington Times, the New York Times reporting what's in the memo. I want to see the memo. I want to see the actual wording. I want to see intent. You know what other memo he wants to see? He also wants to see the memo from the Bill Clinton Lynch meeting on the tarmac.
Yeah.
So you know what? If we're going to look at memos, let's look at all the memos. I want to see them all. So good for Trey Gowdy, and I wish he would be FBI director.
We're going to be talking to Eli Lake of Bloomberg and Byron York of the Washington Examiner a little bit later about all this, but you know what? This is really getting out of control here with the media. Every single day, they've got something that they think is an impeachable offense. I'm done with this conversation. 5:43 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation, and you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Marine Corps General Joe Dunford arrived in Brussels yesterday to discuss Afghanistan, countering terrorism, and other missions during NATO's Military Committee Chiefs of Defense meeting. The general will join other officials at Wednesday's event to assess the threats facing the alliance and to help frame matters for the upcoming gathering of NATO heads of state slated for May 25th. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Alagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect using revolutionary ultrasonic technology. Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at SanaSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
It is 5:45. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Keeping busy here out of Manassas Park on northbound 28. The crash is before Yorkshire Lane. If you're joining on from Yorkshire Lane onto 28, you are beyond the crash. But northbound side on the approach, watch for police to direct you around, seeing the delays there forming. Now, once up onto 66, heaviest stretch right now is to get you past the Manassas interchanges. You're good from Centerville up through to the Capitol Beltway. Looks wide open. Not seeing much of any volume there. Definitely seeing the delays passing Triangle with the crash in the right lane northbound on I-95. Earlier crash in Dale City. That had been cleared on 210. Indian Head Highway. If you're coming northbound toward the Beltway, that's we have the crash north of Palmer Road before you get to Kirby Hill Road. And then beyond Nice up at the Beltway. Good onto the Wilson Bridge and good on 295 toward the 11th Street Bridge northbound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Expecting record heat today. A few clouds around this morning. Mostly sunny this afternoon with those few clouds. 93, that breaks the record of 92. Tonight, mild night. Fall back into the low 70s. Partly cloudy, near record heat tomorrow. Low 90s. Air quality alert in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees at 546 on WMAL.
The 12th annual Dulles Greenway Drive for Charity is Thursday, May 18th. Drive the Greenway for a faster commute and a great cause. 100% of the day's tolls will be donated to Loudoun Charities and funds for the Greenway Citizen Award Scholarship. Visit DallasGreenway.com/drive-4-charity.
It's 5:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And, you know, this is an important day on the calendar because this is the day that Chelsea Manning will be released from prison and will walk among us again. You remember, she went into prison as Bradley Manning, and I can't ever keep it straight, so I've just decided I'm going to combine Bradley and Chelsea, and I will call him Chadley. Chadley Manning, a former intelligence analyst in Iraq, you may remember, was convicted in 2013 of leaking more than 700,000 secret and State Department documents and a bunch of videos that were battlefield videos that were released to WikiLeaks, served 7 years of her 35-year sentence at Fort Leavenworth. And as I say, she was initially known as Bradley, now Chelsea Manning. Here's what you need to know. She will be an unpaid soldier and will be eligible for health care and other benefits. And it's already sort of been decided that she was eligible for sex reassignment surgery and that the government would pay for it. As a taxpayer, I know you couldn't be more proud. The American Civil Liberties Union got involved in this, of course, and as it stands now, Chadley will be eligible for sex reassignment surgery upon, I guess, being released, and will become forever Chelsea.
Well, and from what I understand, she's going to be in Bethesda, right?
I've heard that, yes.
You know, hanging out in Bethesda. Listen, when President Obama decided to pardon her, that was it. you know, that it's all bets are off, and you know this is going to happen. And so, yeah, as a soldier, they have their health care covered, and so, yeah, you're going to pay for all this. This isn't a surprise to anybody, right?
Yeah, listen, it's not a surprise. The president did that, and the action is going forward. I wonder how people feel about this, though, because, you know, first of all, the thing that, you know, set aside all the gender stuff. Just set that aside.
Right.
700,000 documents, secret military State Department documents, and you are sentenced to 35 years and you do seven. There's something wrong about that, and the president, former president of the United States, is responsible for the fact that this prison sentence was cut short. And not why? Not because the crime wasn't serious, but because of the gender issue. He took pity on her because of the gender matter, it seems to me. This was a nod to the LGBTQ community as he was going out of office because they so desperately wanted this. You know, I think that when somebody steals 700,000 documents and then gives them to WikiLeaks, I think that's a very serious crime.
Yeah, well, she faced 22 charges, including espionage and aiding the enemy. She pleaded guilty to 10 of the 22, but she said she did it because to show the true cost of war. But you know, you can't. I think there's more to it than just the gender issue for Obama. I think there was more to it because, listen, liberals are all against war and peace and love. We've hit the point in this country where leaking classified information no longer is punishable. If you are on the right side, if you are a progressive, if it furthers their cause, then leaking classified documents is okay. Mm. We're watching it right now. We are watching the leaking of classified documents by
right.
the deep state in order to overthrow an elected president because they don't like his agenda. That's exactly what's happening right now, and we're watching it. And that's why Chelsea Manning was pardoned, because leaking documents, if it furthers the left's cause, is okay.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. One of the things that's going on right now is that we hear all this talk, for example, about the president shared all of this classified data with the Russians, and much is made about that. What is the first sentence of the New York Times story on this is something that raises a lot of concern for me, that some of this information is coming to the New York Times from former administration officials, people who worked for the previous administration, former governmental officials. Well, they're getting that information from somebody on the inside. They don't have access to the information any other
right.
way, except that somebody on the inside is giving it to them. And that means that somebody
yep.
is violating the law in order to provide that information. So, you know, you're right. You know, that's okay in the minds
that's
of me.
Right.
But, listen, I'm... Welcome to Bethesda, Chelsea, Chadley. We're happy to have you.
I'll look for you out and about on the streets.
I'm sure I'll see you down there, you know, having dinner sometime.
It is 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
Folks, there is a radical feminazi website out there that's not doing well. They're treading water financially. They're holding a last-ditch online fundraiser to try to keep the doors open. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I don't want to help them. I just want to tell you these things. The CEO is bragging she's a person with multiple marginalized identities. Now, this website announced that if they don't get big bucks by the end of May, it'll be too late because scary financial trouble threatens their all-important work. What is this all-important work? What is so valuable to society that people should reach into their wallets and bail this outfit out? Well, their homepage gives you an idea. Here's a headline, Healing from Toxic Whiteness. Another title, A Guide to Self-Care When Your Loved Ones Don't Support Your Activism. And my favorite one is this, 5 Ways Mexican Queerness is a Radical Act Against Colonialism and Machismo. Now, you remember the Temptations had a big hit in the 60s, Ain't Too Proud to Beg? Well, that could be these feminist theme song because they're begging hard, so to speak. They complain that it's a terrible challenge to create intersectional feminist media in a financially sustainable way, especially in a world that does not value what they do. Ladies, girls, it's whatever you are, if the world doesn't care what you do, why should they support it with cash? No wonder you're losing your shirts, or worse, because you've already lost your minds. What about your panties? Have any left?
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now,
on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180. Free bottles for limited time, so call now. 800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180.
Do you have bags under your eyes? Do you want them to go away? Do you wish every morning that they would go away when you look at your mug in the mirror? Listen, bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of Americans. You're not alone here. But now, there's a solution. Genucel, the serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Listen to what Susan from New Jersey wrote. I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared. Susan, it's not just you. I use it. I love it. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or you can have your money back. Chamonix has now extended their amazing Mother's Day sale. Call now and get a free month supply with your order. That's right, free. Order now. Shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, you'll get a second luxury Mother's Day gift for free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
5:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia 95 starting with good news because we have lanes reopened now in Triangle North on 95. They've cleared everything out of that right lane. To the right shoulder, you'll have some flashing lights, but you can use all three lanes to get you by. So I'd like to see that for sure. I know you do too. On 28 out of Manassas Park, unfortunately, we're still jammed with this crash north of Manassas Drive. But before you get to Yorkshire Lane, if you're joining on from Yorkshire Lane, you're beyond the crash. 66 just with the volume forming. And on 210 Indian Head Highway beyond Palmer Road toward Kirby Hill Road, that's the scene of the accident cleanup. That's prior to getting to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high is 92. Forecast high today is 93 degrees. It'll feel a little bit hotter when you factor in the humidity. More 90-degree temperatures coming tomorrow. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 65 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now. Corollas from $149 a month. Prius from $279 a month. Siennas from $309 a month. 700 vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustin can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustin. Under Virginia's largest American flag. LustinToyota.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustin Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a veterans memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustin Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustin Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustin.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shop the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Blue Star Honor Care puts technology in the homes of aging veterans and patriots. And to accomplish their mission, they're adding to their sales force. Training is provided. To apply, call 800-317-24 or visit BlueStarHonorCare.com/jobs.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Hey, coming up on WMAL.
We're going to be talking to Cully Stimson here in just a short while. Remember when we talked about Chelsea? Well, that's going to be coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. He'll have some things to say about that.
And also, where is the drama for, with all the White House? Where with the White House dramas? Where's it coming from? Do we blame the White House?